Hello.
Yeah, hi. This is my name is Joe Acco. I believe you're calling me for the property on 211 Mercury Street or 215.
Yes, sir. Are you still selling it?
Yes. There's no house there. If you're looking at a listing, there's no house on 211.
Yeah,
I'm
familiar with it. I have places in the area around there.
Right. Okay. All right. So you have. What do you do? You rehab or you do build?
I do a little bit of both. A little bit of everything. It just depends on the type of project that I got going on.
Right. Okay. All right. So I don't know how you found my number, but the property has money that I spent on to buy it. So it's not going to be a very low price for the property. I have 215 Mercury, and I have 211, 215, and they're right next to each other. And the two lots together, you could probably put a good, a good piece of property on there. A good piece of house on there. Excuse me. Probably a duplex or maybe even bigger. Whatever. But you have to look at it. The sizes are 39, I believe. Each one is 39 by 43. So times that by two. You know what I'm saying? I owe on that. I just took a house down on there. It cost me $4,000 to take the house down, and plus I bought it with a lien. I bought it with taxes owed on taxes being, taxes on there. So I owe money on it. So I need about $30,000 for each one.
Yeah, I mean, if you could get $30,000 for it, I would tell you to take it.
That's what I'm saying. In other words, right now, anybody that wants to put a house in there, they're going to be ahead of the game because right across the street, you got a rehab, new construction with a house that's a new construction is like over $300,000 over there, So, someone's going to grab it eventually. It's just a matter of who. Is that what you're looking for? You're not looking to spend that kind of money?
I mean, I'm definitely looking for, some stuff in Petersburg or anywhere that you might have. But, the two lots, if you combine them together, that's one thing, but separating them is...
No, I won't sell it separate. I won't sell it separate. You know why? Because you won't be able to really build a house. You can, but it's going to be so small that it's not worth building a house on there, because years ago the house that was on there was very small. It was a one bedroom, one bath, one bedroom, one kitchen, one living room. You know what I mean? So people don't want that today, So you need to. I bought the extra lot back then, added onto the. I bought first 211, then I bought 215 next to it to give me a little extra land. I was gonna fix the house up, but the city was giving me trouble. The house is all wood frame. It would need a lot of work. So I took it down, So instead of trying to spend a whole ton of money to fix it, So I took it down. But if you're interested, let me know because I got to eat something because I'm on a lunch break here. And I called you real quick. I don't have a lot of time. I have to get back in 20 minutes, 30 minutes,
Okay.
All right.
So listen. I'm interested in it. So why don't you just call me when you get a second?
Oh, you are interested in it?
Okay. I mean, not for $30,000 a piece. That's kind of insane.
That's the thing. I owe about $25,000. So how could I can't give it to you for less. I can't give it to you for that kind of money for two lots. Even if you told me, give it to me $30,000.
Have you bought real estate before?
I can't hear you. What?
Have you bought real estate before you bought this?
Yeah. I know real estate. The thing is though, I bought this for myself to not to sell. I bought it to have fun with it, to fix it, I live in New York. I live in the East Coast, So I go back and forth. I like Virginia, I enjoy it, and that's why I bought it, But
right.
I know. And when I bought it, the properties over there were really, really bad. Nobody wanted to buy in that area when I bought it. I think it's been about 3-4 years now. But now the area is coming up. It's coming up and it's coming up good. People are buying, people are fixing, people are putting new construction up, It's not the way it was before, So,
if you get $30,000 for it, a lot, I would say, tip my hat to you, but You ain't gonna get that for that. I'll be honest with you.
Well, that's it is what it is. I can't give it away for free and walk away with nothing in my pocket because I just spent money. You know, I owe this money on it. You know what I'm saying? And I spent money on taking the house down and paying some taxes off and things like that and taking care of the property, maintaining it. You know, going up there and going the lawn that was there. You know, I make sure that it doesn't go too high. So, you know, I can't just walk away with nothing in my pocket. I have to make something, you know?
I hear you.
Listen, you're a builder, right? Why don't you just work with me and we could you put the house up and I'll put the land in and we could work together if you want. We'll work something out.
Okay. I'd be more open to something like that, yeah.
All right. What's your name right now? What's your name? I'm sorry. What's your name?
Zach.
You said Pat, P-A-T?
Z-A-C-K.
Oh, Zach. You said Zach?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Zach, listen, I'm going to call you today after 5. Is that okay? Because I got to eat and I got to get back to work. I got a tight schedule. Can I call you later on?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll call you later, okay?
All right, buddy. Sounds good.
All right. My name is Joe. Bye. All right. Bye.